Okay, we're back. It's another day. Yeah. Another day in the apocalypse.
Sidetracks 38. Is this 38? I think it is. I don't know. I forgot.
I'm not numbering them. I'm just doing them.
You didn't have to worry about any of that.
Not to worry about any of that shit. I let my secretary handle all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not your goddamn secretary.
We shouldn't have to number them to begin with.
Well, I like to keep track of, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
What numbers they are.
Okay. Well,
God damn it, I need to cut the way you want to do it. Look at this nonsense. I need to cut them.
Oh, yeah, I've got to be a hairdresser, too?
Yeah. it's like an unauthorized activity, what it is that they're doing.
Yeah, shit's fucking up.
It is fucking up. Right. That's all right, whatever.
It's all right. Talk about fucking up. They're fucking shit up, man. I'm watching the news. They are fucking shit up out there. They better get this shit together, man. Fucking... this shit shuts down too long. They'll never be able to get this shit turned back on. They have to fucking call out Immortan Tom.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking right.
I don't know, man. They had shit closed down for quite a long time in the Spanish flu thing, and everybody got over it.
That was a simpler time.
Well, I kind of feel like that. You'd think people would go crazier back then because they didn't have like the internet or Netflix or anything like that to entertain themselves with.
They were used to it. They were dumb.
Maybe.
Low information people. You know, they weren't dumb. Just that I remember what it was like, you know, before the internet, you know, back in the Stone Age. There was just, you just didn't
Kids
know.
Kids probably thought dinosaurs walked to the earth at the same time that there was no internet. You just didn't know any better.
You weren't used to that kind of convenience. You weren't used to being able to just get anything you wanted by going on damn online and getting that shit off of fucking Amazon or whatever. And you weren't used to like not knowing the answers to something, you know? If you didn't know, you just didn't fucking know.
I was there too. Yeah, no. But, well, the thing is, though, that intellectually, I remember what it was like back then, but it's like, it's been this way for so long now that it's like, I can't really cast my mind back to, you know what I mean? It's really hard for me to think about what it was
first,
like at that time.
I remember when I was first getting into the internet. I got internet and fucking web TV so I could order shit off of fucking Hot Topics.
That's hysterical. That's the whole reason you got that.
Yeah, so I can order shit off of Hot Topic.
Look, we have all of this technology at our fingertips. I want some JNCOs, goddammit. Although you didn't wear JNCOs.
They didn't have JNCOs yet. I didn't have JNCOs yet.
Real goths didn't wear JNCOs.
I got to tell you guys a story about JNCOs. No, it wasn't about JNCOs, but it was about the fake JNCOs that they sold at fucking...
the big-ass pants. The big-ass pants. I feel like it's become kind of like a thing like Xerox at this point, even if it's not that... brand name, that's still what people
for a
call
while
them.
They had goth kids with these big ass fucking black gothic
or
JNCOs.
The Mansonites as we call them.
Big old fucking
or
pants
posers.
Well, a friend of mine out in fucking Gulfport, Mississippi, name was Melissa, all right, and her sister Michelle. Melissa worked for Hot Topic and she was like one of their number one store managers in the whole South. And this is during this time Hot Topic was pretty much goth.
Yeah,
back in those days.
I remember that.
Remember that era? And everybody that ran it at that time, the upper executives, were fucking goths.
Yeah.
And Melissa went on this big meeting. This is before you could have an online meeting. You actually had to go to a meeting back then.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Remember this? So she had to go to this meeting. And I think she went to that shit. Man, was it Atlanta? I don't remember, you know. This is all off the top of my head. And she goes there, and there's all these goth people, and they're in the fucking hotels, you know, and they're down in the conference room in the hotel, and they're talking about they have to make up some new products.
There's your daily cat butt shot. The daily cat ass.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell this damn story.
She's like, look at my butt.
Man. So anyway, she goes to this big meeting and had this girl who was in charge of most of the purchasing fashion decisions, you know, and shit of what they were going to sell. And they basically were making fun of people, mall kids.
Yeah.
At that time, you know, and they're sitting there wearing these big ass fucking pants. And, you know, they're just kind of fucking laughing at those JNCOs. And they're going, we're going to make a gothic version of that. They'll buy that shit. And fucking Melissa and this girl sit there and sketched out a design to make those very first fucking huge goth fucking pants.
Yeah.
And they were laughing their fucking asses off. They're like,
I bet these idiots will wear these.
They would never fucking wear some shit like that, all right? That shit
I would have never worn anything like that.
That rave stuff was totally in the opposite direction of what goth was all about. Yeah. It'd be like kind of like mixing country western and hip hop. You just couldn't do it, okay? They did it, though. And after they fucking came out with the design, they came out with a bunch of these ideas for a bunch of products. They were just fucking laughing about it. He says, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have a competition going. You guys fucking, you know, try to dress up some fucking mall kids as worse as you fucking can and send us a fucking picture, you know what I mean? Whoever fucking makes the dumbest looking kid, you know, fucking, you'll get a $500 bonus. So after that, you know what I mean? Months later, the fucking products start coming.
Yeah.
And they had an ability to take, like, fucking, in those days, you could take a picture on a digital camera.
Yeah.
And you could fucking send it on, you know, in 1994, 1995. I think that must have been around 96, actually. 95, 96.
Yeah, I'm trying to think when I got my first digital camera. I think that was right around that time.
96, and that's about the time Jenkos were around and shit. So they just told me that they were just fucking grabbing kids. You know, they have kids, and they just were trying to get into this fucking goth thing, right? And they'd fucking push them over to the Jenkos, and they'd go, we're going to give you cutting-edge goth fashion. They're giving them big-ass fucking pants and just come up with this ridiculous fucking shit. And then they took a picture of the kid and sent him walking down a mall like that. And it was kind of cruel, but I was just telling you, don't trust fucking corporations. They're fucking laughing
at
you.
Well, and also, pro tip, don't trust elder goths because we're the biggest bitches in the universe. Yeah, they were being bitches.
And then what's funny is like fucking years later, you know what I mean? I'm going to the fucking club and I just see more and more of these fucking goths.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
With these fucking big ass fucking, big fucking Jenko style fucking goth pants.
I mean, they were ridiculously large.
And then that even went into the rave scene.
Well, yeah, Gravers.
Like, right. Not rave. Like, what was I talking about? The fucking industrial.
Yeah.
That, you know, that Graver industrial type scene. And that shit all started on the back of some fucking goth chick's joke.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
For ruining our beautiful fashion. Yeah,
she made
fashion.
That shit on a fucking, she combined.
You got to admit it is pretty funny, though.
Well, it made sense. They sold goth stuff.
Yeah.
And but Jenkos were selling.
Yeah.
So they said, we're going to make goth version of that. Yeah. But they were laughing at him.
Yeah.
When they made him.
Well, rightfully so, because that was some whack looking bullshit right there. Well, that's what I mean. And I think that that's like, maybe if you're like, you know, weren't in the scene or didn't grow up in it or whatever, there was like a big thing like in the 90s between people that had gotten into goth in the 80s and were like into the old school shit.
Before or after Manson.
Yeah. And before or after Manson. Yeah. And we were talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
And the shit that happened after Marilyn Manson. And then suddenly you had like all these fucking 15-year-olds coming out with these gigantic fucking pants and like all this kind of shit. And we just like hated those kids.
Yeah.
We were just like, what the fuck are you even doing here?
Couldn't stand them. And then that fucking Columbine shooting happened around that fucking time, and then the whole world fucking came after.
And then those kids weren't even goths, really. They had was like fucking trench coats.
Yeah,
which fucking that wasn't asses. Particularly. Yeah, it's like so. I don't know what the fuck that was all about, but yeah.
Look at this little pokey.
I know. She's so cute. She just always wants to be on camera. I did not see the stroll of the kitty stroller people today. I went out a little bit earlier than usual, so maybe they hadn't got there yet.
At the pokey. Pookie Cabana.
Yeah, he came up with that one yesterday. Because like I said, we just like think of a random song and then try to insert Pookie in the lyrics. Yeah. See if it fits.
There's a Pookie who knows all that glitters is gold. And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
I thought you were going to say the Pookie to heaven.
Yeah, the Pookie to heaven.
She loves it.
Sits there while I'm singing.
Even though she's ignoring it. So let's see. What else is going on? Ooh, I got like a package today. I got, here's my new memory for my Mac laptop. I'm gonna like install that shit tomorrow. I'm kind of like scared to unscrew the bottom of it, but I guess it'll be all right. And also, somebody in the YouTube comments a while back, and I think I mentioned it, had recommended this book to me, The Egypt Game by Zilpha Keatley Snyder, who also wrote The Headless Cupid, which was one of my favorite books growing up. And I think they recommended this to me because I was talking about one of my board games that was about ancient Egypt, and they said I'd be really into this, so I went ahead and ordered it. It's like $2.50. I'm like, well, shit. I probably love that kind of book. Speaking of board, I finished the Ancient Egypt one. Like I said, all of these are not going to go up until later this year because I have a whole bunch of games done, but I have to upload them to GameCrafter and they're closed down for a little while. And then I have to order proofs of them. Like I have to order the games and make sure they're all correct. And then I can put them up for sale. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do, like, by the end of the year, I'm going to have like just a website that has all the games on it that you can buy. I'm working on another one just like a little bit at a time because I've been working on the show and I've been working on my book and shit like that today. But I have another one that I'm very excited about and it's going to be like a Halloween, like a trick or treat kind of game. I did it around, I based it around like an urban legend about a little town that loved Halloween and then there was a mass murder and now the little kids want to go trick or treating again. So I'm going to have a little thing where it's like you can have your little character and like you can get cards and like put little costumes on them and shit like that. So yeah. I've been working on that just a little bit at a time and I'm kind of having fun with it.
Somebody in the comments section said it was actually a bodybuilding channel. I forgot the name of the channel though. Asked me, wanted to know more about Nostradamus's predictions about the apocalypse and the end of the world that we're seeing now in the apocalypse. And the channel, I could talk about that shit all day long. I'd get in trouble, though. The channel is supposed to be kind of a neutral channel where everybody can come and have fun. And the apocalypse involves so much politics that people would get fucking pissed off. And then you know how YouTube is. YouTube would fucking try to stifle the fucking channel. Jenny get mad at me. You know, Jenny and I don't agree on politics. We have a totally different viewpoint on what's happening, different interpretation of what's happening. So just because I say something, I don't want that to represent the entire channel. So I had to be careful what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you this about the apocalypse. A house divided against itself surely cannot stand. The situation is so polarized. You've seen this in history through other in other countries. Elections are not going to work anymore. And this is what's happened in other countries that get this size. Because every election now will be a fucking life and death fucking struggle between the right and the left. And there's always going to be a loser. And the losing side is always going to say there's something not right. This isn't fair. So these two forces can't exist in the same space. And either one or two things going to happen. One side is going to have to kill the other off, or they're going to have to separate into more than one country. And that's probably what will happen. Maybe a little bit of both, but I think eventually what will happen is, I think it's likely that eventually the United States goes the way of the Soviet Union, where it probably would split up in maybe four different regions. A Northeast, a West, a South, and a Midwest. It'd be groups of states. That would probably keep the peace for a while. Then maybe 50, 60, 70 years later, those countries will start waging war against each other. And that's just why the world is the way that it is. People think this shit's fucking special. It's not special. If you look at the globe, you look at the countries on the globe, it's a constant pattern of little countries swallowing up other little countries and becoming big countries that swallow up other big countries. And then it becomes a big country that breaks into four little countries. And then they start swallowing. Go look at the fucking borders of all the countries of the earth and go backwards fucking 2,000 years and look at how those borders have changed in the past 2,000. It's never going to stop. Never.
Well, human nature is not going to...
It's just not going to change.
I mean, unless something radical happens with technology or with some kind of breakthrough in something or other.
Technology will accelerate the struggle.
Yeah. No, I meant technology in the sense that... you know, for example, you can like have a chip in your brain or something like that. Yeah. I'm saying that kind of like bio kind of shit.
Yeah.
I said it, you know, unless something like that, unless something like that happens,
yeah.
I mean, humans are essentially the same as they were.
Yeah. As they always were. And it's them same damn forces. and it's going to be this way forever.
You know? Yeah, I mean, they're a bit better, but by better, it's like, I think the improvements are incremental.
Right.
They do happen, but it's, you know, they're quite small.
What's happening right now is you're dealing with a generation of people in the West. It's not just the United States, it's the West. Even in Brazil and certain parts of Central and South America, have kind of been educated to believe in or to have hope in something that's never going to happen. And that is a one world government, and it's all going to be kumbaya. That will never happen. If there was ever a one world government, it could not be democratic, because it wouldn't work if it was democratic. If it was democratic, then it would be the power of the vote. And that would mean a tyranny of the masses. And if you look at who the average person is on the damn planet, one of the biggest groups are the Chinese. All right. And if they're voting and they always win the elections, the United States and the fucking rest of the world would be China. It'd be run like China. And of course, the women aren't going to like that. And if it wasn't the Chinese to be running the show, it would be the Middle East and Islam. And they would demand everyone follow the fucking rules of Islam. The bigger the organization is, the less the chance you're going to get everybody to fucking agree with it on the same page. Americans cannot even agree on any of this shit. Some of them want guns, some of them don't. Some of them fucking want abortion, some of them don't. You're just not going to get these people to agree. So that's why this isn't going to work here in the U.S. This is all a fantasy. You're just seeing a natural process. You're not going to have a situation where one group votes to take the guns away. It's not going to happen. You're not going to have a situation where one group votes to take abortion away. That's not going to happen. They're not going to get along. It just can't happen. And especially when you really get down to it. When you get down to it, the only reason why that voting makes any difference is because behind that vote is guns or fists. Because as soon as people get disenfranchised, they're like, well, fuck that election. They'll just fucking pick up a gun. You know, and secede. That's what history is about. That's how new countries are born. So this dreamer idea of little college students getting elected with no experience and telling everybody what to do, it's going to be like this. No, it's not. No, it's not. Mao Zedong said it the best. Fucking political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Either the soldiers have the guns or the people have the guns. It's just whatever it is, it's the guns. And then you're not going to, let's say a highly leftist government gets elected in. And then they tell the U.S. Army to disarm the population or to oppress the people on the right. The Army's not going to do it. They're all recruited from the South. So there's no enforcement method. Most of the guys in the fighting in the combat arms divisions are guys from the South who vote Republican. They're not going to do that. They'll turn right around and shoot their leaders. And it wouldn't be political. It wouldn't be military leaders. It would be political leaders. And this is that same theme that goes throughout all of human history. Just that people do not agree. So that's all I'm going to say about the apocalypse.
Well, yeah, like I said, people have never agreed.
They've never agreed.
I mean, but I would rather that than have everybody, like, if everybody thought the same thing, that would be even
right.
Worse.
But the thing is you
or
can't...
Or if they made you, like, all think the same thing.
You can't have a group of people saying that they just want diversity, but everyone has to agree with them. Those two things don't go together. You can't say, I want diversity, but then say, but we have to get rid of these people because we don't like them. And that's what's happening. With at least I see on the left. They're like, we want diversity, but we don't like these guys. They're racist. We have to kill them because they don't agree with us. We're going to get the army to kill them. The army's going to go, no, they're not. Get the fuck out of here. And if you look online who's saying this, and if you look in demonstrations of who's saying this, it's some 20-year-old college student with a fucking social studies degree, and they can't get a job. That's who's saying this. It's just because... Most of the, what do you call them? The institutions of the United States over the years have just kind of degenerated into scams. They don't do what they originally did. And they're just making money. And the people who run all this, most of them don't even live here. And they got islands. They're like fucking Jeffrey Epstein. They don't give a fuck about us. If this shit all goes bad, they'll just run. They all got fucking houses in fucking New Zealand. They'll just take the money and run. And it's poor leadership. Same thing that happened in the Roman Republic and the Roman Empire. Now, some people are going, well, you know, this is a lot like the fall of the Roman Empire. No, it's not. There's a lot of differences. What's happening right now actually looks a lot more like the end of the Roman Republic and the beginning of the Empire. You had the Roman Republic. They went out and sent their armies all around the damn, their version of the globe. They got into this long war with Carthage. They fucking toppled Carthage, brought a whole bunch of slaves back to work for them back in Rome. And they used those slaves to run all the rich people used them to insource labor into a slave market, basically, inside Rome. And when that happened, the soldiers that were promised a fucking farm when they got out of their 20-year service couldn't get a farm because they couldn't compete against the slaves that were owned by the guys who sent them to war. So nowadays that would be kind of the equivalent of like an outsourcing. So, well, when this happened, of course, there were populist uprisings. And that brought in, a civil war happened, and that brought in Julius. And he got assassinated. And then Romans fucking tore each other apart for many more years. They were killing each other over who should run the empire. And then, well, actually, Julius got killed. And then his stepson, or not his stepson, his adopted son, Octavian, who became Augustus. Octavian probably killed him because he had the most to gain from it, really. But then he spent years fucking hunting down traitors who killed Julius. And then there was the long reign of Caesars. Some of them were good and some of them were bad. And it just became a welfare state and kind of totalitarian and in certain ways. And had slave labor, which inhibited the growth of technology. And eventually you start getting down to where the money started to devalue and they just started hiring foreigners to replace their own army because nobody believed in the empire and they didn't want to serve in its legions. And then those foreign mercenaries turned on the empire and tried to take over. You know, Rome got sacked several times. Then eventually they all just said, fuck it. It all became local. It'd be like states breaking up from the United States and becoming their own countries. And that brought in the medieval age, you know. But I don't think that's happening now. I think probably what's happening is you're kind of going to, because of technology, it happens faster now. So maybe you could have the fall of the Republic, the beginning of an empire, and then the collapse of an empire within a few generations, maybe. Difficult to say, because back then things took longer to happen. They just didn't have the technology. Telecommunications, and they didn't have steam engines. So no trains. No mass transit. So it's difficult to say. It's bad.
Well, like it's I bad. Said, I don't ever speculate about that kind of thing because there are too many contingencies. And particularly now when, you know, like you said, technology is advancing to such a degree that you have no idea, like, what newest technological advancement is around the corner. Like, no one really predicted, you know, the effect that the internet would have and shit like that. So I just find it pointless to speculate about what's going to happen. It's, you know, I can't do anything about it. I'm just like a little bitty person. And so I just kind of like have to wait and see what happens and then just kind of roll with whatever goes on. You know what
the,
I mean?
The real problem is the infrastructure. Can you keep enough electric power, enough internal combustion to produce electric power to keep your homes running and running 3D printers and doing the internet? Because a lot of the industry eventually will be replaced by internet, 3D printing at home. But you still have to have food production, which there's a lot of problems with food production right now. The developed world won't feel it, but the third world will. Africa could starve without us producing. And evidently, there's already food shortages in South Africa. And, you know, they got people here playing games behind opening up. You know, they don't want to open up because they don't want Trump to win this next election, so they're doing everything they can to fucking make him look bad. They don't care if fucking those people in Africa starve.
That's bullshit.
I think so.
No, I mean, that's bullshit that you said that.
I listen to those reporters every day during those fucking briefings. And that's all they do is tell him, who are you to open the economy back up? And I'm like, well, who are you not to tell him not to do it? You know, he's got to open it up.
Well, eventually it has to be opened up, but they do have to take
now.
They do have to take advice over, because you don't want it to be like Spanish flu, where they thought that it kind of went away and then they started opening some stuff up in some cities and then there was a second wave that killed like a bunch more people delayed it even further.
I know that, but that's not...
So they're kind of just trying to mitigate...
I don't trust the experts because
I would trust the experts before I would trust a politician. That's for fucking sure.
I trust those caskets. There's not enough dead people. They're not dying from it enough. The mortality isn't as high as they thought. They expected between 10 and 13% more fatality. It's more like a tenth of a percent. That's about like a normal flu.
Well, and the problem too is that they don't have enough tests and they're only testing people that are sick enough to come in for... coming into the emergency room, at least in most places. Some people might be dying of it and they don't know about it
I don't think it matters. It's still not enough. It's better because if you don't get it running, everyone can die.
Like I'm saying, they have to mitigate it because you don't want it to be worse a couple months from now. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's no way to predict exactly what's going to happen. They're just trying to err on the side of caution.
You look at who's dying, it's mostly people in their 80s. That's the average age. I'd say fucking, you know, you just have to be practical.
Yeah, but you like, you know, practical. Yeah, I'm that's fine. I'm just saying that you have to understand, too, that it's like, no, this is a new situation, sort of. And they don't really know what's going to happen. They're just trying to make it so that it's not like 2 months from now, it's even worse than now. And then they have to end up doing all the shit again, but more stringently. What I'm saying?
You can say it with as much conviction as you want. I think it's bullshit.
Well, you can think whatever you want. That doesn't have anything to do with what's... That doesn't have anything to do with what's really happening or what's going to happen.
You know what I mean? There's not enough dead people. The fucking hospitals are not full enough. Which that tells you something right there. It's not a big deal. Yeah, people are going to die, but they always die. And it's going to be mostly old people. We have to keep a civilization running. There's always acceptable losses. Always.
Well, yeah, I know that. But like I said, you have to understand that like some people are coming at it from like they don't want it to be worse later. All
right.
That's all I'm saying.
This is the crux of the problem. I think there's different kind of people in this world. People that, because of, I don't know if it's upbringing or it's genetics or what it is, you know, people will look at a problem and they'll fall along two different lines, the way they are perceiving that problem and the best way to solve it. Like if you have a Band-Aid and it's hard to get the Band-Aid off, do you pull it off real fast or you do it slowly? Some people are going to say, pull that shit off fast. Other ones are going to say, pull it slowly. It's probably both right. But in the case when you're talking about a system that involves an economy and food production, no, you pull that shit off quick. Yeah, a bunch of people will die, but so what? They're going to die anyway. We're all going to die anyway, eventually.
Well, duh.
You know? So what difference does it make? I was ready to die at fucking 19.
Well, good for you.
I'm joining and going to war and shit. You know what I mean? Fucking, that's just the way it is. It's you have to have that mindset to keep this shit running. We're expendable. And they're telling us that. They're saying, well, you're non-essential personnel. Just stay home. We don't really need you. Civilization doesn't need you. That was the plan all along. We're expendable. Technology made us all obsolete. They give a fuck. They're going to replace us all with robots and AI anyway.
Well, I'm not really concerned about it.
We were created. They created our grandparents and our parents during that fucking baby boom. Working in their industries. The plan was that we were going to work for them as they expanded forever. But of course, technologies came about and they go, now what the fuck expansion? We created too many of these people. These fuckers are obsolete. They just want to inherit the earth. It's going to be just like that shit out of fucking Blade Runner or, what's his name? Fucking Prometheus, where you're going to have these trillionaires and they're going to be surrounded by a bunch of replicants or robots, things that they made because they're better than us. They, you know, smarter, like classical music and shit. Like David. Remember that robot, David?
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Well, they definitely don't want me. Well, we'll see.
They definitely don't want me. No. Because I ain't going to listen to them.
Tom ain't listening to nobody.
I don't listen to that shit. They don't listen to that shit.
It's kind of hard to wrap this up now since you went all like depressing and crap.
Not depressing, man. This is what people wanted to hear. That person wanted to hear it. I don't want to talk any more about it.
You said that like 10 minutes ago and then kept on talking.
You got me.
He does that all the time. He's just kind of like, well, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But then blah, 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 blah. And then like half an hour later, I'm sitting there going, oh, you're
still
talking?
She's fucking bored with this shit, man. She lives with this shit.
That's what I mean. It's like, well, maybe.
I don't talk to her about it, though.
Well, yeah, you do.
No, it's not every now and then, but not all the time.
Yeah.
You come back and work, you don't want to hear this shit, so I just let you watch movies and shit. I don't talk about it.
I work all day.
Yeah. I work too. I just work a different way.
You know, I read news and shit too, but it's like then after that, I got to get shit done. I can't like spend all day like worrying about that kind of shit because it's like there's nothing I can do about it.
You don't need to be risen listening to the news. I tell you what the news is.
I don't need you to tell me what the news is. I don't need you to tell me. I don't need like some retard on YouTube telling me either. I can read it.
We're retards on YouTube.
Yeah, but I don't do the news or news. As some of the people
it's
on YouTube
all
do.
News.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
It's
so
all
it's like if
corporate news.
If I want news, I will read it. News. I don't need somebody like talking it at me.
Fuck the news.
You know what I mean? So it's like I'll just read it. But I usually just read it once a day because, like I said, you know, there's nothing I can do about it right now. It's like all I can really do is just keep doing my shit and like hope I don't die. Which, you know, that's kind of like the situation I've been in for a long time. It's like, you know.
I got your back. You don't think so?
Nah.
Okay.
Well, what if I'm out for a walk and like I get run over by a truck or something? You wouldn't gonna have my back in that situation, would you?
Because I wasn't out walking with you.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I gotta go out by myself sometimes. You don't get up early.
So you blame me for not being with you.
No, I didn't blame you. I'm just saying that in that situation, there wouldn't be anything you could do about it.
It's safe out there, man. There's all kinds of people out there walking.
Well, I know that, but what if like a truck like went careening, like he went out of control or something?
You think I can stop a truck? Come on, man. I'm fucking big, but I'm not that big. Jump out there and go.
Or like a meteor could fall on my head or some shit. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that you can't like categorically say that you have my back because things like that happen. You know what I mean?
You see the shit I put up with people. You see what
I know I'm the worst.
Picking on me, man. She fucking picks on me.
Well, because you pick on me all the time too, and then you're always like, "You're so sensitive." That's how guys talk to each other. I'm like, one, I'm not a guy.
Well, no, I don't.
And so you know what I mean. So then, like, so I started picking on him back, and he doesn't like it. I was like, see, it sucks, doesn't it?
I ain't gonna talk anymore. All right, this is a long enough one. This shit's fucking long. This is a whole episode.
Well, not quite. It's only 33 minutes. Like, our regular episodes, our last ones are like fucking 3.5
hours
long.
Got all these voyeurs listening to us and shit.
Well, they don't have anything else to do.
Listening
to
our fucking personal private business. Next thing you know, I got the camera in the bedroom and shit. I'm putting a dick on her and shit. Fucking up, waving, winking at the camera and shit.
Now everyone's going to want to see that.
The swashbuckler. One of these days, I'm going to show them a swashbuckler move. I did that shit on the dance floor one time.
You did. I remember that. I think you've done it more than once, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Because that's like your patented...
That's my patented sexual move. And I never actually did it. I just rehearsed it for others to enjoy.
To enjoy. You know, sure.
Yeah. You gotta put one out in front of the other and do a dip straight down. You gotta put it down. It's like trying to go anal on something. Fucking, I'm gonna get my shit.
This one wildly off the rails.
Fucking banned.
You're gonna get demonetized.
Get demonetized.
We're gonna get demonetized.
I'm fucking sick of this shit.
Well, it's like we already have limited monetization on some of the videos because they're about serial killers and stuff. And
oh, they limited the monetization.
Well, you can still get monetization, but you don't get as much because that you can't have like kid-friendly ads on there. I haven't got anything like completely demonetized.
Our ad revenue is only like $100 a month.
Something like that. Yeah. But, you know.
We don't really do it for the ad revenue, though.
Well, no. I just started monetizing
YouTube is
like,
not
a few
really
months ago.
A creator-friendly place like it was.
I mean, you know,
back
like
in the
I said,
heyday of it, we would fucking have fucking hundreds of thousands of fucking subs and be making all kinds of money. But they wanted all that shit. They wanted all the traffic to go to, quote, authoritative sources.
Well, I kind of thought that the ones that were making a lot of money back in the old days, it was ones that were mostly geared toward a much younger audience.
Yeah, clickbaits and shit.
Well, it was one, it was clickbait, and two, it was like video game type, like just kids playing video games and like swearing at each other and shit like that. So it was all kind of shit that like adults wouldn't watch.
Yeah. They're giving money on their mom's credit card to people.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that was most of your like big YouTubers and shit like that. Because some of the ones some of the ones that made a lot of money, I'm like, really? People watch that? Okay, I'm not hating. You know, we sit there and watch dudes walk around malls with nobody.
I don't know how PewDiePie got big. I like PewDiePie, but I don't think he's that funny.
I think he's a douche, but you know what I mean. I can see why he's popular. But the thing is, I can see why he's popular. But if he's popular, I don't know why equally douchey people didn't get just as popular.
Yeah.
I don't get that, because there's even a couple channels because I mostly watch, like, you know, horror channels, like, you know, movie review channels, shit like that. There's a couple of them that I like, but I can only watch them in small doses because they're, like, just always yelling, and I hate that. Or the editing is, like, super, like, blah, 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 like, really ADD, and it's, like, I know I'm old, but I can stand, like, some of that, but I don't like yelling. I don't like people that are just, like, yelling about everything. I'm just like, shut up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what the hell's today? It's Thursday, right?
Yeah, it's one of those days.
It's one of the days.
Man, I had repairmen over here doing shit and everything. He asked me what day it is. It's day to watch these dudes work.
Did he fix the dryer?
Yeah, and had the other guy, he fixed the kitty things.
Oh, there was two guys?
Yeah, two
guys. I knew there was like, I kept hearing like noise and drills and stuff. Yeah, we had like one of those, you know, one of those like environments that you like mount on the wall that has like little shelves and little...
Dryer was at $175.
Wah! Shit, man, you didn't tell me that. But yeah, it has like all these little like perches and hammocks and shit.
Yeah.
And I guess... either Beijing or Pookie. I'm assuming it's Beijing because she's bigger. She straight up broke one of those posts. It came out of the wall. Like, it pulled out of the drywall.
Yeah, I had a guy come in here with a hammer drill and put it right through the concrete. So it's mounted well now. It's not going anywhere.
And Beijing is not that fat.
No.
She's not fat.
It's still a 15-pound cat, I think, huh?
Yeah. Pookie is about 10 pounds, I think. But they jump on it so rigorously. They're always, like, chasing each other up it and, like, fighting and stuff. So I guess that's probably why she broke it, like, a couple days ago. Yeah.
Oh, watched a video last night. What was the name of that one?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna. That's what I was trying to say before you went off on your other little tangent. Yeah, one of the movies that Marcus sent.
Yeah, yeah. Chef Marcus. Chef Marcus.
It was called Incarnate.
Incarnate. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. It was one of those Blumhouse movies. Yeah. I looked up. I thought it was older than it was. It actually came out in 2016.
Okay.
Kind of like a possession movie, but with like a different twist to it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, imagine you have Chuck Norris going around doing possessions. Doing exorcisms.
Doing exorcisms.
Yeah,
fighting demons. Calls them evictions.
Evictions, yeah. It's kind of like an action movie with a tough guy fucking doing... It was cool.
Aaron Eckhart was in it. Yeah. He's been like in a fuck ton of stuff. He was in Midway, wasn't he?
I think so.
Midway?
Yeah.
I remember him being in
it. The good thing about him, though, is that you know what you're getting into when you watch Blumhouse movies. They're kind of like a fucking upscale episode of The Haunting. That's what you're going to get.
Well, now, Blumhouse has come up with some really, really good movies.
Yeah.
I think Invisible Man, like I said, I think that was Blumhouse. Yeah. But, you know, most of their movies are like mediocre to good. I think, but they have like a really successful business model, which is we're going to make a horror movie for less than $10 million.
Yeah.
And they pretty much always make their money back.
Yeah, and they just keep the quality high.
Yeah.
High enough.
Although I have to say, you guys, the movie... was this a Blumhouse movie, The Bye Bye Man? Because that movie was kind of terrible.
I don't know
if it was Blumhouse or not. There was a trailer for it on this movie, on the movie that we watched last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, was that Blumhouse? Because I think I watched it on Shudder or Netflix or something. And you know me, like, and I've said this on several movie reviews. It's like, even if a movie isn't that good, I will usually watch the whole thing through. That one... I just stopped watching it, and I was like, man, fuck this movie. I just turned it off, and I just never went back to it.
I gotta say, in general, Blumhouse is better than the new Hammer I've been seeing. Those Hammer movies aren't that good.
Although, I think that the remake of The Woman in Black was Hammer, and that was very good.
Did you see that one?
I saw it.
I didn't see it.
I have it on DVD or Blu-ray somewhere. Because
the other newer Hammer movies, they weren't that good.
Which one was Hammer? The Lodge?
Yeah.
I liked that one.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. But like I said, they're trying to go, I guess, a more A24 direction where they're trying to do more art house. Yeah. More art house or like slower. Because The Woman in Black is like kind of a classic ghost story type thing, a British movie. All right. So we've gone on long enough. So I guess we'll wrap it up for this Thursday. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.